code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on October the 8th, 2009. Now, newcomers come in all the time to the show, so I suggest you go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and you'll find hundreds and hundreds of audio talks I've given in the past for download, free download, which you can go through at your heart's content, where I try to the best of my ability, show you the big picture of how things transpire, how really the future is always planned by those in control. They never give up power, and they have techniques. There's nothing new about this at all. It's always been this way. There's techniques of planning a future. And if you own the money of the planet or lend it out or whatever, even if it's just a bunch of zeros with a couple of digits in front, you control everything underneath it like a pyramid. Everything runs on this odd thing called money. Regardless of what you think it is, as long as everyone believes in it, it seems to just kind of work in some form or another. But the big boys, of course, can hire lobbyists galore. They can even buy mansions to house them in, even skyscrapers in some places. And they lobby governments. And those in government know to play the game. They know that they'll be well taken care of for passing certain laws and so on. And that's how the world really is. We're run by a parallel government. A parallel government, as has been described by Professor Carol Quigley and even Margaret Thatcher, who said that all ex-politicians at the top of all countries belong to it. They then are part of this parallel government where they can get the real work done. They all know each other. They network together towards the same agenda. And yet they're not responsible to the public for anything they do. So go into the website, as I say, and mark down all the other sites I have marked there on the front page for alternate sites in case the big ones go down, which sometimes they do. And you'll find it's easier to download sometimes right after a show or the next morning from one of the alternate sites, because generally one goes into the com site at the same time and you'll find there's a kind of sticking when you're trying to download. So try the alternate ones as well. There's a whole bunch to choose from. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com. That's J-I-N-E-N-K-N-E-S-S, Jenkness. cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. The last one has the same audios as the rest, but has addition of a lot of transcripts of these talks I've given, written in the various languages of Europe for downloads and print up. And you are the listeners. You bring me to you because I'm not out for a career here. I'm now out to establish some kind of business. I'm not out to please any particular lobby, left, right, or up or down. It doesn't make any difference to me. I try and say it like it is, and it's up to you to keep me going. Backed by no foundations, the ads on this show are paid by those who advertise right to RBN, the radio station, to pay for this airtime, and it pays for their staff at the radio station, their equipment, and their bills. So if you want to help me along, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. You'll see how to help me and buy the things I have for sale on the website, the books and so on. And you can also donate through various means. Personal check is good from the U.S. and Canada. Postal Money Order International is good from the U.S., if you don't have a bank account. Some people just send cash. Some people just use PayPal. Outside the Americas, you use PayPal, MoneyGram, Western Union, and some people, again, just pay cash to cut out the guys with the triple chins. And we're back with more and going into tonight's stories after this break.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
This is Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. It's interesting. I call it the matrix because the matrix is where everything comes from. All that you know, all your reality, and the reality that's been presented to you at, from birth, in fact. The same reality that was presented to your parents, only updated for what you're going to be programmed to believe or accept in the future. Every generation, in fact, every year, we're going to kindergarten for the first time, and they're updated more so than the last year's intake to what they'll experience. It's incremental, but they'll experience all through their lives, all the changes. They think it's all quite natural. It's just developing and unfolding naturally. This is what Beria, who was in charge of the NKVD, the precursor of the KGB of the Soviet system, said in 1934 at the Comintern International Communist Meeting. He said that it used to take a generation to make major shifts in cultural changes and attitudes, meaning they were planned, you see. They'd already been at this for a long, long time before then, those with a mission and an agenda. But he said with scientific indoctrination and using the Pavlovian techniques at school, they found that they could actually alter and make it faster rather than 70 years to change society in a certain particular way. They could upgrade it much faster every 5 years. And he said it would become much, much faster with more scientific techniques being used in the near future. Well, here we are. As I say, now children walk into the kindergarten, or they're crawling almost at the age of some of them, And you see it all on their walls. You know, we're all global and all this kind of stuff, and you've got all the different messages there. And that's going to be the curriculum from then on. They'll get that drummed into them, this new society where there's no real right or wrong except just obey authority and obey experts and don't judge anything. You know, it's amazing, too. I mean, I always thought about that, because if you don't judge anything, how come a government can judge you? You know, something's wrong somewhere. But anyway, that's how fast they can incrementally change things. And it used to be the Fabian technique. The Fabian technique is used mainly on adults, on what is called, and this is what they mean by this, continuing education, where you're given masses of propaganda once you leave school via entertainment and news and media. They take over from school and they give you your continuous education. That's what a bishop of Canterbury once said, an archbishop. He was called the Red Bishop back in the 40s, I think it was. He wrote a book about it. And I kept wondering, what is he talking about, continuous education? Does that mean night school at all? No, he was talking about the propaganda techniques would be used to the full effect, exactly corroborating what Russell had said, Bertrand Russell, that they would bring in Madison Avenue, that those who knew how to control the minds and motivate people into doing things they wouldn't normally do, like become broke to get a certain item, to use debt and so on. That's what's used. And when I was small, too, I used to wonder about the culture industry. What I noticed reading about other countries and the Soviet system was that the Soviet system had a department of culture. Every country had a department of culture. But then I noticed that when I went into the United Nations sign-up books, the signatory books, and all the preambles and all the books churned out by those who took part in it, and there was lots of them put out their memoirs, what its real purpose was to be. And in fact, one of the guys was Lester B. Pearson from Canada, top guy, who along with another fellow from, I think it was Escott Reed from Toronto, helped draft up the charter for the United Nations along with Alger Hiss, and they were all basically classified as communists. But anyway, I used to wonder why every signatory to the United Nations also had a Department of Culture, because I thought, when I was small, I thought, well, surely we and the people around me and so on, we're all part of the culture. We are the culture. If you're going to guide the world and guide the people into a common destiny that's been pre-planned by those at the top, you have to update and change and alter cultural. That's cultural beliefs, cultural norms. Everything, in fact, that held, it was the glue, the bond that held society together. Remember, everything in its basic form goes back to the tribal system, where everyone is as important as everyone else in the tribe. And a tribe, a basic tribe, has no what you think is commerce. It doesn't make extra stuff to sell. It doesn't need money. It's self-supporting. It's self-sufficient. But it also has its natural laws. And if you look around most of the, pretty well all, in fact, of the so-called primitive cultures, the ones that they really hate at the top and have deemed them to extinction because they don't want, under the Darwinian principle, the lesser types and fear types must perish or they'll bring down the superior types. That's the law, one of the laws of Darwinism. That's why all the ordinary people with the junk genes have to start to get killed off now, because we're holding all the elite type back, you see. And that's pure Darwinism. Basically, it's Hinduism as well. That's where Darwinism really came from, because very old religions are behind this. Very, very old religions. But a Department of Culture is so necessary, and I've given talks before where governments, you'll find, are funding all of what you thought were as opposing forces, various NGO groups and radical groups, etc., that you thought were always bombasting government for something that they want, the government's not giving them. Then you find out the government's actually giving them grants. I found this out in Canada, which bowled me over. Why would you be apparently funding radical change? And then I looked into the laws for getting grants in Canada, and it's the same across pretty well the whole Western world. Oh, in fact, it's all the way to Australia as well. The Commonwealth countries. The Commonwealth just means the colonies. It's still the colonies of Britain. That's what they still are. But you find that to get grants from governments as an NGO, you must swear that your goal is for radical change in society. Radical is the word that's used. To destroy all that was, basically, to bring in the new. That's what you must do to bring in this new golden age, this new utopia that was pre-planned by those at the top with their multitudes of ridiculous secret societies beneath them down through the many, many, many centuries. It's, as I say, so close to Hinduistic belief because they believe in waves. And theosophy, that heavily borrowed from it, talks about the waves of theosophy, waves. It's also a time wave where it's beyond even the Platonic great year or the 25,500-year cycle or whatever of the zodiac. It's also into the millions of years, these waves, where everything that was perishes except for those who've attained the highest form of supposed godhood. Because behind all the occult from the ancient times to the present has always been the gradual, as you got the degrees, the idea that you can become a god. The lower degrees don't know that, but the higher degrees are taught this stuff. And all of the so-called secret societies or societies with secrets, don't bother asking the average Mason. They haven't a clue. They're told the rubbish at the bottom. But it's this age that they're going to bring in, and they've talked about for so long, which was to eradicate all that was. Now, getting back to the so-called primitive tribe, the ones that are called arrested tribes, arrested development, basically, they haven't needed to go into making axes out of steel and getting factories built to make the steel and all that stuff, then overproducing so they can sell stuff for extras. They're living self-sufficiently. That had to be destroyed as well. But it also boiled down to the basic units. Destroy the tribe first. It will protect itself by its culture. Most tribes don't like other tribes. Or if they do, they're still very protective of their own and always wary of the others because power plays come into it in this world for survival. So therefore you'd have to attack and destroy the glue, the fabric that held the tribe together. This has been going on steadily from the 1500s, in fact, onwards, when you read your histories. A definite intelligence behind this with power, financial power, to promote it. And wars and conflicts are used on the way to attaining bigger empires towards the global empire. But all the culture had to be destroyed, and you bring in multiculturalism. And it's not some wonderful blend where we all just get on together. They give you a new kind of culture. But really the culture, when you look at the multicultural culture that's given to us all now across the world, is kind of wishy-washy. There's no hard and fast rules to anything. It's just all get along and smell and never be offended by anybody else or anything else or anything that they do. Just don't be offended. And obey government. That's basically it, you see. There's no old-time songs to go back on and sing together because they're from all different parts of the globe. They don't have anything really in common except their basic needs, you see, for survivalism, food, shelter, clothing, and this odd thing called money. They will all have to pay back to governments to keep them going and so they can rule over us. But the family unit had to be utterly destroyed, and anything that was called normal had to be go out the window as well. There was to be no normalcy. And when you attach the Kabbalah, you see, into this, with the old teachings that accompany the Kabbalah, one's no use without the other. You'll find that they'll say there's no right or wrong. There's no good or evil. There's no good or evil. Something, in fact, big debates have been had in ancient religion and ancient societies to do with this. Does any good come out of evil? And if you burn down a forest so that a new shoot can grow, that they would decide that some good came out of evil. That's how they rationalize it. And once I watched a little documentary about top Hollywood producers. And I'll talk about what they thought of good and evil when I come back from this break.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary, activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
I'm Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, just discussing how culture is guided. And it's no coincidence that all cultures have had the same guidance for, oh, at least since the United Nations was officially out in the open. But with the same setup, really, the same standardized setup of types of government, the bureaucracy, departments, and right down to local level, in fact. It's all the same. Everything is the same. That's called standardization in preparation for this new world order. And we're only going through a part of it right now because it's not the end of the new world order. They don't just hoist a flag and say, we've won and we now dominate you. It's ongoing because they have their plans to go on post-human, as I say, post-humanism plans to create new types of humanity through genetics and all that kind of stuff. The never-ending story is another term they use in the occult. That's why the movie was called that, too, to do with the ETs and all that. The never-ending story. Because man is the building block. You see, we are basically the clay. They can be remodeled and reshaped. They can't create something from scratch, they say. But they can definitely use the material that the architect left behind. That's how they phrase it. And in their particular strange world, which is a world off reality, because after all, they're the only ones that know what the plots are. They really are plots, in other words. You can call it a plan or a plot. What's the difference? As long as they don't tell the public the truth. They never do tell the public the truth. That's standard. In In fact, Francis Bacon said that in one of his books, where you give all these little anecdotes to the king of how he handled the people. You never tell the public what's really happening. And Machiavelli was the same. That's what he said to basically a resume he was writing up called The Prince in that book. It was like a compilation of all his deviousness, and he was showing how clever he was for any future employer. But to alter and guide culture, it's no coincidence that you have the same departments in all these countries. And the last few countries that don't have them, who know that together they are the culture, obviously. They've been hammered right now into compliance and going under. You can't have the old existing religions, the exoteric religions, and you can't have the family values. You have to be totally destroyed. And it's no coincidence that releases go into the media to what they call heightened awareness. It's really to get an emotional response out of you that they appear in the newspaper. And they're actually part of a higher plan. We tend to fall in the trap of using emotion and say, oh, that's terrible or that's good or whatever. Depends what side you pick, because you will pick one side or another on any particular issue. But when things are released into the news at the same time, it's for a purpose. You can get straight propaganda, what they call raising public awareness. That means they want you to believe this. Or they bring it out in the form of, oh dear, dear, tut, tut, almost a scandal type, to bring it to the fore. Because that means that the big culture industry at the top are ready to go into a next move, the next move, the next stage of blitzing you with novels, movies, and plays on television, with all of this new stuff in it that you will accept because you've been trained to accept what's coming. And you really will have conclusions given to you. You don't know how you've come to these conclusions. I talked about captology the other day from Stanford University. That's only one technique that's used, using the visual media. But there's other techniques as well. So when you see an article like this, it ties in with what I'm saying from the beginning of the talk tonight, because if you put certain people in charge of the culture of a country at the top, in a government department, in charge of that country's culture, well, obviously the public should know who they are and what they have as values, right? If it's going to affect all of you. And they're also responsible in all of the so-called democratic countries for dishing out these grants, even to novelists, by the way. I think almost every writer in Canada gets a grant from the government to include certain things. In fact, if you want to become wealthy, just start writing children's books and put in ecology and how man's destroyed the planet and how the adults are terrible and bad and all the rest of it. And they'll give you a grant for doing that. And it's the same in most countries. Very few people question anything. They take everything for granted, all that appears on the shelves of bookstores and even the articles in the paper. This article here is from the BBC News. And it's on cue, as I say. This is a planned thing, you see. And it says here, this is October the 8th, 2009, French minister, that's politician, in boy sex row. Now, immediately that sets off emotive things, pro and con and all the rest of it, debates. And then there's all the intellectuals who want to just be, accepting of everything. So you got all the old groups that will start right away. France's culture and minister, this is the guy in charge of it, the guy who gives out all the grants and et cetera. Frédéric Mitterrand, famous family and for guiding France, there's no doubt about it, the Mitterrands. I think the daddy, Mitterrand, who died not long ago, with a red rose on his coffin because he was a high mason, and who had the new art gallery built as a pyramid made of glass. He also had a ceremony outside where he walked between the rows of soldiers, not with raised swords, but lower swords, because they're all high masons doing their little things. But here's Frédéric Mitterrand over a book he wrote describing paying for young boys in Thailand, which is its preference. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix, just showing you how we're guided with our thoughts, our emotions, and how we're left with politically correct impressions. The first part of that, of course, is creating doubt in anyone's mind to make you question yourself. If you're not avant-garde and intellectual enough, perhaps you've got the wrong end of the stick, so to speak, and you go along with the new PC idea. But I'm talking about how things break into the news at the right time, because it's time. Now is the time, as they say in the revolutionary movements. Now is the time. And they also often say it's an idea whose time has come. But the public must never be aware that this is planned for them to get involved in, amongst all trivias and all the rest of it, and to take emotive substances on things. They never realize that it's part of an agenda. And before I read the rest of this article from the BBC on the culture minister of France, Frédéric Mitterrand, going back to what I talked about Hollywood, this little documentary I saw, talked to the top producers there, Spielberg and different ones, producers who did horror movies, sci-fis, that kind of thing, and they were all asked the same question: do you believe in good and evil? And every single one of them gave the standard Kabbalistic answer. There's no such thing as good or evil. It's kind of silly to even say that. It's a cultural value judgment, and they're obviously above all your silly cultural value judgments. That's what it means to be trendy avant-garde. You have no value judgments on these kind of anything, basically. Remember, do what thou will is the whole of the law. If you're at that particular level, that is, of course. So here's this article, appears in the newspaper. The guy who is responsible for dishing out grants, advising the so-called censor bureaus on what to permit and all that. This is no coincidence, this hits the paper now, and there's a little picture of Frédéric Mitterrand with his arms folded in a kind of, you know, pouting, angry stance position, or at least a stubborn stance, I'd say. And it says here, the book was written 4 years ago before he joined the government, but is back in the headlines following his impassioned support for Roman Polanski. So you see why it's all coming out now? And it's the same with Polanski. Why did they wait till now to bring this out? But they could have got him and end the country's trip to across over the years. You see? And so anyway, this particular cultural minister, Mitterrand, he said he wrote a book which describes paying for young boys in Thailand. That's where a lot of them go for their jollies. And it says here, Polanski has been arrested in Switzerland on child sex charges. This is all to raise public awareness. He'll get off with it, of course, we know that. And all of Hollywood standing up for him. And there was more to the whole Polanski thing, too, because it wasn't just a sudden case of getting high on drugs or something and raping someone, or it wasn't a crime of passion. It was an organized ring that he had going here with a very famous actor, very famous, well-known actor, delivering these young girls to him, taking them from the mums for a spin in the car, and dropping them off there, never telling the mum where the rest of the program was to be. So anyway, here's one guy standing up for another one. Mr. Mitterrand, nephew of late President François Mitterrand, you know, the top internationalist and communist, and also basically, he thought himself he was a member of the Illuminati that was in the newspapers at the time. In fact, he thought it was a reincarnation of one of the ancient pharaohs. Don't say power doesn't go to your head. And it says he expected to defend himself on TV later on Thursday. Mr. Mitterrand has come under attack from right and left. In his 2005 book, The Bad Life, he wrote, I got into the habit of paying for boys, seeing his attraction to young male prostitutes was not dimmed, despite knowing the sordid details of this traffic. So his attraction to it isn't dimmed, despite knowing the details of this traffic. You can make a lot out of that, you know. All these, now here's an interesting little phrase, all these rituals of the market for youths, the slave market excited me enormously. So he's a sadomasochist, he enjoys getting off on the weak. The abundance of very attractive and immediately available young boys put me in a state of desire. This is a guy who's in charge of the culture industry for France, by government decree, right? Mr. Mitterrand, 62, has denied being a pedophile, because see, they all have a new definition of it, you see, saying the term boys was used loosely. The account of cruising for prostitutes in Thailand attracted little attention when it was published in 2005, when Mr. Mitterrand was a TV personality. By the way, I have another article here where a very well-known person who does the tourist guides and his own website's up, and if that article's in the BBC, also has his other site, and he's actually promoting where men should go for boys. He did not share his uncle's socialist politics, and was brought into the centre-right government by President Nicolas Sarkozy, no wonder, in June 2009. Sarkozy, of course, is apparently so up there with gay abandon that he allows his wife to pick her lovers and all the rest of it. He's so trendy, avant-garde again. But you understand the high religions these guys belong to. In a strong defense of Polanski, has brought back the book back into the public eye. Polanski faces deportation to the United States for having sex with a 13-year-old girl in 1977. That's only one, but it's actually a trafficking thing where they were all brought, you know, this is only one that came out first to public complaint. Mr. Mitterrand said the U.S. behavior in seeking extradition was callous and horrifying. This is the man who said that he still gets excited thinking about male prostitutes and children, basically, in the slave trade. And then he gives the big lie, too. He does not share his uncle's socialist policies or politics and was brought into the center-right government by President Sarkozy in 2009. But a strong defense policy brought back the book in the public eye. Yada yada yada. Then it goes on with other reactions to it. So as they want emotive responses to get people arguing about this. you know, does anything go sort of thing. The only ones that get no say in this at all are the young boys, you see. They get through the slave trade and get buggered by them. That's the only ones who aren't getting a say in if this is right or wrong, as far as I can see. If you want to get the answer from a slave, you have to go to a slave, don't you? And ask what happened to them and how they felt about it all. Not a bunch of people who get off on it. I don't care if it's heterosexual or whatever. Same darn thing. But this is to raise public awareness, because it's time now for the culture industry and your international census departments, all belong from your national census departments, to push the next button to the next level of so-called indoctrination through entertainment. That's what it's about. All of this is about that, you see. Destroy the old to bring in the new. All must be destroyed. All of it. Here's an article here from WorldNet Daily. October the 5th, 2000. Perversion 101. This is all happening at the same time. It says kids, I always say children, because I don't like young goats, you see, it dehumanizes people. Kids taught gay sex, rape, and bestiality. High school teacher keeps job after handing out pornographic banned book. By Chelsea Schilling. A father of high school student is infuriated after he said a teacher provided banned books to her 11th grade students, including at least one with explicit description of homosexual sex acts, rape, masturbation, profane language, and even bestiality. John Davis, father of an 11th grade student at William Byrd High School in Vinson, Virginia, told WorldNet Daily that the English teacher, Kathleen Renard, provided her personal copy of a book called Perks of Being a Wallflower by Stephen Chbosky to one of her English students, and it was passed to his son. The book is published by MTV Books. Davis found the book in his son's possession, along with a bookmark that said, "Read banned books, they're your ticket to freedom." My son was reading the book and stated it was a school assignment, Davis told WorldNet Daily. He was embarrassed that I began to peruse through the book and I discovered its contents. He advised that the book belongs to his English teacher, Mrs. Kathleen Renard. Upon reading the book, Davis discovered the following: that sex acts between teenagers, male and female masturbation, suicide. It's amazing how they always bring that into it, suicide too, because you understand there's more to this occultic stuff that's pushed than you can possibly know. Oral sex, extensive use of profanity, especially the F word, multiple causes of homosexual acts between teenage boys, including kissing, seduction, and anal sex, illegal drug and alcohol use, including smoking marijuana, LSD usage, anonymous homosexual acts between men and boys. See, this is what I'm saying, everything comes together at the same time, doesn't it? And people think it's all coincidence. Anonymous homosexual acts between men and boys, rape of a teenage girl while she cried, molestation of a young boy by a woman, molestation of a young girl by an older man, how hitting a girl can turn her on and make her love a boy, attempted sex between a boy and a dog. Davis confiscated the book and arranged to meet with Renard and William Byrd High School principal Richard Turner. The father said the English teacher was not present at the October 2nd meeting. He asked the principal if he could speak with the teacher, but he said that Turner refused to call her in, saying, "I'm not going to fire her over this." I'll put these links up on the website after this particular show. But I'm just showing you that you understand. I mentioned before that right before 9/11 happened in 2001, there was an international conference of the so-called, what you thought were your censor bureaus for your media and entertainment. At least that's what the people presume. People presume everything, don't they? We just take everything for granted. And it turned out that your censor bureaus were actually getting together to see how to push the envelope further, and how what they'd been pushing up until then had gone over with the public. Were the public ready for the next step? You understand, in the act of creating a debauched society, debased debauched society, it's incremental as to what you accept. And once you accept one little thing, you'll accept the next bit more, much quicker and easier. Until you're feasting, it's interesting. You're feasting on television and movies and even plays for television. And everyone says, you know, it gives you the warning at the start. For adults, we'll use profanity, nudity, and violence. So we're living on all of that. We're living on this stuff. We gorge it up, don't we? Because, you see, it's like any drug. And this is what Freud knew, too. This is why they taught these techniques to Bernard, and he went on his way to promote it through the culture. Sex and violence can be linked together. You can stimulate one or the other and literally alter the behavior and even the thinking patterns and the way they behave and react and even converse with each other through specific, well-known and very, very ancient techniques. So it's no coincidence, as I say, when they get a blitz, but at that meeting at 2001, they said that the public had accepted gay stuff and so on and lesbian stuff and all the rest of it. Now it was time to push the envelope for bestiality and what they called intergenerational sex. That's what Mitra means by that. He doesn't call it pedophilia. They want to call it intergenerational sex. And that's when you had the blitz of all this kind of stuff coming out gradually, actually quickly. I'd already had the especially comedies to go for television series. And they've even had some bestiality in comedies now. So nothing surprises me because, you see, they tell you what they're going to do if you just read the little bits and remember what they're publishing in newspaper articles. In order to bring in the new, you must completely destroy the old. And I've, just in my lifetime alone, I've seen incredible changes in the culture. None of it came from the grassroots and for the people. It all came from the top. Plato himself said, you use drama. Drama, the stage, was so important. Now it's just entertainment on television. He said, Plato even said that the drama and the, he called it the fashion industry, if you translate it from the Greek, and music works together. They knew this in ancient times. It was a science then. And he said, too, that you couldn't allow grassroots anything from the cultural to change the culture because those in control could lose control, could have ripple effects. So all the changes in culture were always authorized and promoted top down to the public. Nothing has changed in that respect at all. The techniques perhaps are better because you truly think that people since the 50s especially, people have been trained to believe that all culture and even music is coming from the youngsters. Well, they shove youngsters in front of you, but you don't see in the studios, you don't see the managers, and you don't see the groups that the managers belong to and what they promote and tell them they're going to sing. I've seen youngsters go into a studio with some innocent little song, the usual sort of boy-girl stuff that teenagers go through, and by the time they're finished with it in the studio, it might be a hit, but it'll make it into a hit, but it'll end up with a lot of disgusting stuff in it. Disgusting stuff. Remember, there's a gangster rapper came out of the system because he almost died a few times with drugs and various other things. And he said that, he says, you know, he'd walk in the studio with the little basically poetry. And then in would come the big boys, with the eyes that stare right through you, you know. And they'd rewrite everything until it was kill cops and do this and do that and, you know, blah, 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 blah. That's what would come out in the songs. There's nothing presented to the public, nothing at all, that doesn't have a political agenda and is guided by those who understand at least their part in the program. Amazing, isn't it? And that these links, as I'll put up on my site at the end of the show. And just to reiterate what I said a few weeks ago there about an article that came out from the Mail Online. Again, how it all ties together at the right time. It's meant to change you and bring you to conclusions without you really consciously working through them in an intellectual fashion, but mainly through emotion, to get you involved in arguments. They're even given to you, including your conclusions. October the 1st, 2009, children as young as 5 to learn about masturbation and abortion under new United Nations guidelines. September 2009. Children as young as 5 should be taught about explicit sex acts according to guidelines from the United Nations. The advice also comes from youngsters to learn about abortion, same-sex relationships, and sexually transmitted diseases. The draft report on sex education has been compiled by UNESCO. Read the books by the first CEO, that was Julian Huxley. Julian Huxley, who said in his own books they would do this stuff with the children and completely eradicate any memory of a previous culture or moral value from the parents. They'd totally eradicate it. UNESCO, United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization. And I'll put this link up again for you to read once more, and I might read some more from it before I get off the show tonight. Back with more after this break.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, just going through some of the techniques that are used on the world general public by basically an organization that understands perfectly well what its goals are. And if you don't understand what its goals are, you won't understand, you'll fall into the trap of the emotional traps that they lay for out for you to fall into. So you'll argue with different people, and you'll hear different points of view as everyone tries to be very, very wise and intellectual and understanding about all sides of everything until you have no opinion on anything at all. That's how it works. But this article here, as I say, from 10th of September, from the Mail Online was talking about UNESCO, the United Nations, that wonderful thing that was set up to create a common culture for the world by bypassing adults altogether and going right to the children. Again, back to Beria in 34, talking about how they could change the culture every 5 years by scientific techniques in his day, but it would speed up as time went on while we're at it today, you see. So UNESCO goes for the minds of the children. They set the guidelines for the teachers' associations across the planet, and this stuff is dumped into the children's school heads as soon as they're at school. And again, it's very difficult to give a contrary point of view. Bertrand Russell said this too. He said, because he tried these experimental schools, he tried to overdose, stimulate the mind so much with ideas of sex in pre-pubertal children to see if, and promote them to carry it out and try all this stuff to see if they'd actually end up bonding with anyone. And of course, the technique was to disassociate the act itself from the person. It was just an act. There's no personal bonding at all, because the idea was to eliminate the natural ability to bond later in life. No more families, reduce the children and all the rest of it, right in with the old agenda for the eugenicists. So here they are promoting the same stuff. I never stopped, by the way, because there's only one agenda in this world, and there's only one powerful financial organization, really, that runs the world and promotes all this stuff. There's really no competition to it. The only competition they had or opposition they had to it at all was really the U.S. churches. They were the last to go. And the Catholic Church, of course, was under attack for an awful long time by what seemed to be a conglomeration of societies, but really the top is just one. But to continue this article here, it says, the draft report on sex education compiled by UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural and cultural organization. Don't forget, we read things so easy without thinking it. It says, two young children as young as five could be taught about masturbation if UNESCO guidelines are followed. And there's a file photo, I don't know what that shows. It says, the guidance is due to be issued to governments, local authorities, and education bodies around the world by the end of next month. And then they give you the nonsense. It's provoked an international outcry. Well, you see, there's not enough an outcry because, you see, we are the products of a debased society. My parents were less debased, but still more debased than their parents, because this war has been going on for an awful long time, as we accept and accept and accept, until there's no pillars holding up the roof at all, and it falls down on top of you. It's no coincidence either that they'd always be the ones on top of essential positions in government, as I say, like Mitterrand there. And remember, some of the Surgeon Generals in the U.S., some of them had to be moved out because they wanted children to practice masturbation in the classroom. Do you remember that, or you've forgotten about that too? Or is it all mixed up with the weirdo movies and TV entertainment that you just lap up as you become debased until you have no opinions on anything, or eventually any ability to complain about what's done to you? From Hamish, myself, and Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and your God, or your gods, go with you.
With recent international